From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. For the second day in a row, a strong earthquake has rattled Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.0 quake occurred near Kumamoto City at 1:25 a.m. local time. Yuichiro Yoshikado has family in the town of Mashiki. He said it was as if all control was lost. I thought I was going to die and I couldn't bear it any longer, so I grabbed onto the sides of the bathtub. But the water in the tub, it was about 70% filled, was going like waves and splashed out of the tub. The Japanese Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami warning for the western coast of Kyushu after Friday's quake, but canceled it a short time later. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. The latest trembler comes as rescue workers are combing through rubble and dazed residents in the area work to recover. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter visited a U.S. aircraft carrier sailing in the South China Sea Friday to emphasize the Obama administration's commitment to security in that area. Speaking to reporters on board the USS John C. Stennis, Carter said that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in the South China Sea.
It's just a piece of a larger network of security that the United States is part of, and that's the key to keeping peace and stability here. And for the future, that's what we want for everyone, including China.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters claimed by other countries. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders is in Rome for a Vatican conference after Thursday night's heated debate with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The two presidential candidates had a sharp exchange in which they questioned each other's qualifications to be president. Sanders, who in recent weeks said he does not believe that Mrs. Clinton is qualified to lead the country, said Thursday he accepts she has the qualifications, but he questioned her judgment.
Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and the intelligence to be a president? Of course she does. But I do question her judgment.
Mrs. Clinton accused the Sanders campaign of churning out lies about her.
He did say that he had to question my judgment. Well, the people of New York voted for me twice to be their senator from New York. And President Obama trusted my judgment enough to ask me to be Secretary of State for the United States.
Secretary Clinton leads the Vermont senator in the delegate count, but Sanders has won 8 of the last 9 nominating contests. The New York Democratic primary is Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Monday in a key immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case, U.S. versus Texas, is about the deferred action for childhood arrivals and deferred action for parents of Americans initiatives. Those moves offer protections to immigrants, allowing them to work legally for a period of 2 years, subject to renewal. The measures would protect young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. They would also extend deportation protections to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for some years. And Belgium's transportation minister, Jacqueline Galland, resigned on Friday after being accused of ignoring scathing European Union reports on lapses in security at her country's airports. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after a secret European Union report on the deplorable security conditions at Belgium's airports was leaked to the media following last month's bombings that killed 32 people. Galland denied that she was ever made aware of the reports and that said oversight of security measures at the nation's airports was flawed and cited serious deficiencies in the way safety checks are managed. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said after discussions with Galland that the minister presented her resignation to the king and the king accepted it. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.